Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. House impeachment managers have presented graphic images of the deadly insurrection against the U.S. Capitol. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, they're trying to illustrate the danger that the mob posed to congressional lawmakers and Vice President Mike Pence.
New security footage shows the mob breaking through windows and opening doors on the first floor of the Capitol. House impeachment managers also released audio of rioters who were specifically looking for Vice President Mike Pence. House impeachment manager Stacey Plaskett.
Vice President Pence was threatened with death by the president's supporters because he rejected President Trump's demand that he overturn the election.
Plaskett also played audio of police begging for backup. Security footage shows rioters beating officers with a hockey stick, bullhorn, and a pro-Trump flag. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
President Joe Biden has held his first call with China's leader Xi Jinping since taking office. White House officials say that Biden expressed Xi's expressed concern on China's economic policies and human rights, while she said that the two countries should cooperate. A new study reveals little evidence that larger than usual unemployment benefits have discouraged people from returning to work. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the findings come as lawmakers debate how much additional help to provide to jobless Americans.
For about the first 4 months of the pandemic, Congress authorized supplemental unemployment benefits of $600 a week. Critics warn the extra benefits might discourage people from going back to work. But researchers at the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute and the University of Chicago found more than half the people who lost jobs early in the pandemic returned to work before the $600 benefit ran out. And there was no big jump in job seeking afterwards. Congress has since authorized a new supplemental benefit of $300 a week, but only through the middle of March. President Biden wants to boost that to $400 and extend it to September, or longer if the job market remains weak. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is calling for a national effort to get Americans back to work after the pandemic. In remarks to the Economic Club of New York, Powell said the recovery is sluggish and that monetary policy alone will not fix it. He says both immediate and long-term investments are needed to ensure that everyone who wants to work can do so. Chicago public schools are set to resume in-person learning today. Teachers were expected to return to class last week, but insisted on better safety measures to protect them against COVID. Their union accepted the city's plan after weeks of bitter talks that included threats that they would be locked out of district teaching if they went on strike. This is NPR News. A suspect in the fatal mass shooting at a medical clinic near Minneapolis is expected to make his first court appearance this morning. As Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, a 37-year-old medical assistant was killed in the attack, and four others were injured.
Lindsay Overbay worked at the Alina Health Clinic in Buffalo, Minnesota for more than 2 years before 67-year-old Gregory Ulrich allegedly came in and opened fire, killing Overbay and wounding four others. Her friend Naya Stubbe says Overbay leaves behind a husband and children ages 8 and 5.
I want everyone to understand and know that the world lost a very, very beautiful person.
Prosecutors are filing murder, attempted murder, and explosives charges against Ulrich. Court records show he was banned from the clinic in 2018 after staff reported that he'd threatened them. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
The NBA says that its teams must play the national anthem before home games. That announcement came a day after Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban confirmed that his team was not doing so. Cuban says it was his decision and that he respects the passion that people have for the national anthem, while also recognizing that many people do not believe that the song represents them. The Mavericks resumed the ritual last night by playing a pre-recording of the Star-Spangled Banner before its game against the Atlanta Hawks. In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher after the Dow hit a new high on Wednesday. Asian markets closed higher, up 1% in Shanghai. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.